See Mr. T at the Auto Z Cover Company, 77th and Carnegie, or Lorraine at West 123rd for crazy new clothes for your Thunderbird and for easy budget terms and fast one-day service. And remember, Mr. T is Cleveland's Auto Seat Cover King, offering a tremendous selection of seat covers unconditionally guaranteed. And here's just a sample of Mr. T's terrific seat cover values. Plastic fiber covers, $12.49. Genuine Saran covers, $14.95. Clear plastic covers, just $19.95. And with every pair of plastic covers goes absolutely free, a squeeze bottle of all-purpose cleaner with a built-in brush. See Mr. T tomorrow. Avoid the rush. It takes his experts just 20 minutes to install your new auto seat covers, and they're installed free. Here's a crazy wavy record, and it really rocks. This is Pretty Plaid Skirt and Long Black Socks.
Here comes Lily, just a blowin' up top, with a pretty black skirt and a long black socks. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. I've been crossing the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me.
Saying hello at 10 before 9 in part 1 of my show. Thanks for joining me on the flight. We're having fun, ain't we, here on Thursday night? Well, look at this. This is the sad tale of Stubbly McGonster. A tender-faced outer space Hollywood monster. An out-of-work Frankenstein, an unemployed jerk, because old-fashioned shaving affected his work. He couldn't put his makeup on and fangs and stuff and such, because after he shaved his whiskers off, his face would hurt. So much. But one night he tuned in Dad, that's me, and heard the word from Ooh-Bladee about that Gillette adjustable shave and jive, the razor you get for $1.95. All the cats these days are ranting and raving about that cool, crazy Gillette adjustable method of shaving. You take it from me here on WHK, it's much more comfortable the Gillette lather way. If you're just starting to shave now, Scooby-Doo, Gillette adjustable's made for you. What about Stubbly McGonster? Well, his face is cool and groovy. And we understand here in the land of the grand, he wins an Oscar in his next movie.
she put me, she my honey one, I love her, she my sugar, 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 she my baby, 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 baby doll.
Mad Dad whipping and dipping and flap lipping right here on the Tuesday scene. Official time and rhyme on the Tower of Power is just about 10:18, and we'd like to take time right now on the show to say a big crazy wavy groovy gravy hello to Sandra Setzinger, for Michelle Palmer, Robert Rovey, Sheila Welch, Dorothy McCarthy, Gail Dragstra, Chris Enquist, Louis Petrillo, Beverly Reed, Susan Bellina, and yes, indeed, we heard from Marvin Magnus, Lori Telterod, Cindy Reed, Shirley Preuss, Randy Lynch, Stephen Conklin, Harold McGee, and Sheila Greenberg. wrote to me. We heard from Linda Grisano, Peggy Murray, Dennis Zucker wrote in a hurry. We heard from Christine Panasuk and Brenda Shola, Chris Ward, Scott McMillan in this thrilling. We heard from Sue Thomas and Donna Hulk, Joan Lawrence, Anne-Marie Bakes, Jack Rosen from Bayside, and thank you one, thank you all for scribbling to Daddy. You know, without that mail, we're thrown for a loss. Write me every day so I can snow the boss. We'll return to Mad Daddy right after the latest news on Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting, WINS in New York.
So that was Crazy Wavy Gravy Dedication / Wolf Call by Mad Daddy. Before that was Chicky Uba by the Moonglows. If you remember, I had said earlier that Alan Freed had renamed the Moonglows from, I guess they were originally called the Crazy Sounds. Before that was She's My Baby Doll by the Toon Tones. Those two tracks were from The Hound Sight. Before that was Ghost Satellite by Bob and Jerry. And then starting off the Mad Daddy set was, I guess, the track Mr. T / Pretty Plaid Skirt and Long Black Slocks. I'm not sure who the artist is, but the disc jockey, obviously, was Mad Daddy. So I just wanted to do a little dedication to him and play some of his stuff because it's really fascinating and really a shame that I guess there's no DJs that really do that anymore. I mean, it seems like a pretty hard character to pull off. But either way, that was for him, and I guess inspired all my other research of DJs in history. And I have a little more, just some stuff that's interesting. Bob Smith was a fan of Alan Freed as well, who helped to turn African-American rhythm and blues into Caucasian rock and roll music, which sounds really weird. Freed had originally called himself the Moondog after hearing the name used by someone else. Freed not only adopted this name, but used a recording of a howl to give his early broadcast a unique character. Bob Smith also adopted the Moondog theme by calling himself Wolfman Jack and adding his own sound effects. Once Bob Smith found fame, he stuck with the name. Wolfman Jack attempted to mask his true identity in order to create public interest in his radio character. The hip, sexually suggestive Wolfman Jack persona allowed Smith to ignore the prevailing racial segregation of American radio. And I found out about the Wolfman actually because I was researching DJs that I would see personified in films, and the Wolfman was in American Graffiti. Now, I had remembered that the DJ's name was Wolfman, but I had no idea that that was an actual DJ. So only in 1973, by appearing in George Lucas' film American Graffiti, did Wolfman Jack allow the public to see him. His broadcasts tie the film together, and a main character catching a glimpse of the mysterious Wolfman is a pivotal scene. Lucas also gave the Wolfman a fraction of a point, the divination of the prophets from a film, in gratitude for his participation in the seminal project, and it was those proceeds from this that finally allowed the DJ to be assured a regular income for the rest of his life. So yeah, American Graffiti is great, and I just actually thought that information was really fascinating. But I guess I want to go into The Hound, who's a contemporary, well, I guess he's off the air, so I don't really know if he actually DJs anymore. At least he doesn't do it on the air, but he's a pretty big deal for me because Mr. Wiggles would play me his tapes, and I think he's a pretty big influence for me doing my show today. I mean, I first heard his tapes like a couple years ago, and I mean, it's pretty influential in the terms of me doing my theme sets because he always did theme sets, and he also did sets of the chronology of certain songs. His name is James the Hound Marshall, roughly on the air from 85 to 95. I'm not quite sure what his run was. This is from an interview. Marshall does not have what's considered a fine radio voice, but he makes up for that in distinct attitude. Besides music, his show is a mix of talk with friends he's brought to the studio, strange news stories pulled from the daily papers and clips of old radio commercials. WFMU is a college station out of East Orange, New Jersey, and gives Marshall free rein. He says, no one ever says a word about what we play. We change directions a lot, but I try to keep a good vibe, or good vibe going. I just try to have fun with it. A few of the artists Marshall plays are likely to end up in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is, for him, the whole point. He says these records have the eccentricity and regional identity that's completely washed out by the time something gets to a record nowadays. Every record now pretty much sounds the same. He continues to say, rock and roll was always sort of based around independent labels and access to it was really easy. It came out of 45s and was really cheap to make. It was easy to get them played on the radio, just give a DJ $100. Now, says Marshall, playlists are dictated by computer surveys and payola in the tens of thousands of dollars. Now, his comment about 45s being really accessible back then is true, but nowadays they're not so accessible, although they are, but they aren't because there's so many people who collect them and they're willing to pay top dollar for them, which is kind of difficult for people like me. Can't compete with paying, you know, $50 for a 45. Not that it's not worth it, because some records definitely are, but they're almost kind of fetishized today, the records and their labels, because they're pretty amazing. But either way, they're not really that accessible, I think, as they were when they originally came out, obviously. He also says, classic rock is fairly appalling. We had to endure all that garbage once, and now the second time, it's like, oh my God, Led Zeppelin is never going to go away. Radio is in the hands of very conservative people and large corporations. It's all about demographics. There's no soul in any of it. And I've heard it all a million times. So I guess that's why you're tuning into Kill Radio, which actually stands for Kill Corporate Radio. Yes, all the DJs here do what they do just because they love it so much. Let's see. Asked which jocks he admires, he mentions the Mad Daddy, who I've been discussing today, a Cleveland DJ who taught completely in rhyme. The Hound owns a rare tape of a pirate radio show out of Saigon in 1969. The guy's tripping his brains out, reading ads for whorehouses, playing these bad psychedelic records and talking over them. And he says, that's my idea of good radio. So, yes. Yeah, so, I guess, keep in mind, you've got the Moondog, Alan Freed, and then Wolfman Jack, who's Bob Smith, and then the contemporary, I guess, the Hound, James Marshall, who has also, I've heard, play wolf slash, like, hound sound effects in his radio show. I'm not quite sure if his name is, he gave himself that name through that chronology of, like, Alan Freed. I'm not quite sure where his name came from. But either way, I guess I kind of find it interesting that through time there's this kind of repetitious idea of the hound or the wolf in the names of disc jockeys. So go to thehound.net. You can listen to his shows or listen to the songs individually, and there's a way to save them to the desktop, and you can put them through iTunes. They're not the greatest quality, but if there's some really rare records out there that are really hard to find, so it's a good resource. As well as what I've been playing today, the Mad Daddy stuff off of Norton Records is also a really great resource to get 45s that are very hard to find or very expensive. And you can get, I don't know, a $50 record, I guess, for maybe $5, which is not bad. So I guess that kind of ends my Mad Daddy slash disc jockey history for today. But I guess I wanted to move into one song, because when I was looking up the Wolfman character in American Graffiti, I also wanted to look up the character in Grease. So Grease, the film, you know, from 1978, very well known. The character Vince Fontaine, who was kind of a greasy Dick Clark, when I was looking him up, I had no idea that it was Ed Burns, who was the star of 77 Sunset Strip. The show was on the air in 58 to 63, which unfortunately went off the air 19 years before I was born. So I've never seen an episode, but I could probably find a DVD somewhere. Either way, I had copied, or when I was archiving music from Mr. Wiggles, one of the 45s was Cookie, and I actually had no idea that it was a television personality. I actually thought that maybe that was the musician's name, but I didn't know, and I actually found an original album of Cookie / Ed Burns, star of 77 Sunset Strip. And I'm going to play one of his songs today. The character, Vince Fontaine, talks in rhythm. He's not as kind of demonic as the Mad Daddy, but he kind of maybe was personifying that disc jockey as his character for Grease. But either way, it's a really great scene in Grease, you know, where he's there filming the dance show at the high school, and he's hitting on Marty, one of the high school kids. I guess she was one of the pink ladies. That was a pretty big film for me when I was growing up. Obviously, I don't know if it's considered a classic or not. I guess it kind of just dates me and my generation. But either way, I guess I wanted to go into that. I haven't played my Ed Burns music because it's just kind of wild, and it's obviously off a TV show, but it's still really good. So I'm going to play Like I Love You, which is, I guess he's probably more well-known for Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb, but I like this song a little more, so it's what I'm going to play. And then I'm going to come back, and I guess I have some more time just to spin some more records, so stay tuned. You're lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org, every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as you can listen to me at your leisure by going to the Kill Radio homepage and checking out my archived shows. You can also email me if you have any requests. I can do my best. Or if you have any comments, or if you just want to write me, I guess obviously the Mad Daddy had tons of people writing him, as you heard when he did his dedication set, which is really awesome. You can email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org. But next up is Like I Love You by Cookie, also known as Ed Burns, also played the character Vince Fontaine, and so here we go.
Hello?
Like, hello, baby.
Jimmy?
No, man, not Jim. This is him. Big D, little A, double D, O, O. Big Daddy-O.
Charlie?
Help! This is the man. I had to pipe in on your wavelength because I'm shook. Like, I don't want to swing without you, baby. Like holy mackerel, kingfish.
And?
Be hip, baby. I'm jelly. Like I've had big eyes for you since we bopped at the hop. I mean, I get sounds when I think of you. Like sky-fi. Oom dooby doo.
Sit.
Like, no, baby. This is your love burger from the other A.M. It was a wig. So far out, like I'm still orbiting. Shazam!
Irwin?
No noise like that. Let me straighten you. The drive-in movie. You and me on the backseat of my motorcycle. Wow, Chapiga. I mean, I thought you were driving. Cool, cool, cool.
Tony.
Baby, let me clue you. Like, you're my leader. Let's do a double gig. I know a crazy coffee pad where we can lose the world. This hut has a combo so far out, it's in.
You want to take me to an espresso place where they play modern music. Is that it?
You're hip. Now put on your face and let's join the race. Don't bug me, I'm nutty. Like I love you. Dig?
I guess it's all right, but who is this?
Marcia, don't you know me? I'm your groove.
Marcia? But this isn't Marcia.
Is this Sunset 77777?
No, this is National 92600.
Uh-oh. Well, don't bug me with details, baby. It's my last dime. Just clue me where you live. This is me, Kooky.
Ah!
Darling, and I hope someday you'll be mine.
Popsicles and Icicles by the Mermaids. I had got that at a record show a long time ago, and I don't know why I've never played it. I just listened to it the other day, and it sounded really good, so I thought I would play it on my show. Before that was Riders in the Sky by the Ramrods. Before that was Buzz, Buzz, Buzz by the Hollywood Flames. And starting off that set was Like I Love You by Cookie, also known as Ed Burns, who was also Vince Fontaine, the character on Grease. So tons of information today. Go to thehound.net to listen to his shows, as well as download some of the great music that's up there, as well as check out Rex, A Fool's Paradise, also on WFMU. Because if you definitely like what I'm playing, you'll definitely like what he's doing. And he's been doing it for much longer than me, of course. And I guess that was all my information for the Mad Daddy and Alan Freed, my dedications, I guess, more towards the Mad Daddy. Maybe I can find some sound checks for Alan Freed and play them on my show. I'm not quite sure if they're out there the same way as this Norton CD is of the Mad Daddy, which is really great. So if you can find it, it's definitely worth it to listen to his craziness. But I guess that's about it. I'm going to be running out of time, but I have a song that I'm going to play for somebody. But before I do that, I wanted to advertise that there is a cybersex cabaret benefit for Kill Radio. It sounds like it's going to be pretty wild, and yours truly is probably going to be spinning there. I was just approached about playing some really raw, dirty music from the 50s and 60s, which I do have. So hopefully I'll be doing that. And I also may have some of my artwork up there. So it's this Sunday, the 28th, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Safari Sam's, which is 5214 West Sunset. You can email me if you want more information. My email address is lostinparadise@killradio.org. You can also email me if you have any requests for later shows. And that's, I guess, about it for today. The song that I'm going to end with is Love Came Tumbling Down by the Monks, which was recorded in 1965. The band probably got together in 63. I was having a discussion about 60s music with somebody named Gene Sculate, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And I told him that I would play a song by the Monks and dedicate it to him. So I'm going to end my show with that. As well as next week, I'm probably going to be spinning the music that I couldn't get today. And then the following week, I'm going to do a punk show or early 60s music that kind of maybe influenced punk music. It's kind of rough, but for somebody my age, when people talked about punk music, it always went back to the 70s, and nobody ever exposed me to music in the 60s. It's really music that I've had to find on my own, as well as my friend Mr. Wiggles has, I guess, influenced me or has exposed me to, which I'm very grateful for. But it's not music that's really ever discussed or ever really played. So I want to do a show dedicated to like the early rockers of the 1960s, because the music is very important. Either way, I may not get to it next week, because if I'm spinning on Sunday, I can't pull all that music. It's too much for me to do. But I guess I'm just going to end the show, and then I'm going to kick over to the archives. So you've been Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org, every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as check me out at your leisure by checking out my archived shows at the Kill Radio homepage. So next up is Love Came Tumbling Down by the Monks for Gene, if he's listening. We'll be right back.
you took my love. Didn't show respect for my heart, but I guess I'll never learn.
In your arms.